Welcome along to the show. It's 3:10, and I have a very special guest today. Please welcome along Mary Lynn Ricecarl.
Oh my gosh, hi.
You alright?
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I'm great, are you?
Did I get my name, your name correct?
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah?
The best I've ever heard anyone say.
The best ever?
Yeah.
Excellent. If you're listening now, you'll be very familiar with that voice. It is, of course, Chloe from 24. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
You're not the first 24 actor I've had, though.
Who have you had?
Carlos Bernard.
Oh, he's something.
He is something.
Carlos Bernard.
Yeah.
He's trouble.
He was great.
What are you trying to say?
He's the coolest man.
I just got here.
No. Well, I'll give you a rating at the end.
What?
A rating at the end.
Okay.
All right, how good it was.
All right.
But he was the coolest man in the world. I mean, he must be quite fun to work with, that
He
guy.
Was? What did he do that's so cool?
He wore a cool hat that no one else could get away with.
How can I be like him?
Get a hat.
Get me a hat, please. Now.
Can you get a hat, please?
I have people who will do anything that I want them to do.
At the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
You can watch Chloe, well, Mary Lynn, on the webcam now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And if you've got any questions, 81199, please. But specific ones, we want computer-related questions, please.
Watch me on the webcam.
To 81199.
Ugh.
You can just wave at that camera there.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
No, it's not a filthy webcam.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
It's a cool family
show. Hey, families.
Webcam.
It sounded dirty for a second.
Well, because I said live cams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you can watch on the very clean, happy camera.
Hi.
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And any computer-related questions to put to Mary Lynn to 81199.
Don't start with me.
No?
No. Not with the computer.
I watched you on BBC Breakfast this morning, and they played a clip of pretty much the end of Series 8.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, they went, "No, we're not going to ruin the ending."
But hasn't it already shown here?
It has, but I think a lot of people watch it on DVD over here.
Right.
Because I know personally, I'd rather watch it
on
DVD.
Plus the DVD went on sale today, DVD and Blu-ray.
Boom.
Please buy a box set as a Christmas present
When I watch it on TV...
Especially young children.
When I watch it on telly, you get frustrated because you watch the end and you go, "I can't be asked to wait another week." So the DVD is ideal because you can just literally do what I did at university, which is pretty much watch a series a week.
Yeah, I had a tweet that I did, and I got yelled at that I was spoiling something. I'm trying to remember what I tweeted. I don't think it was really a spoiler, but people get really upset.
Well, that's
it. But then why are you online looking at my tweets if you don't...
I want to talk to you about the final series, but I know that there's lots of people listening now that are going, "No, don't, because I want to watch it and don't ruin the ending."
I see what you're saying.
It's that kind of thing.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it in detail.
Let's say exactly what happens.
What's the final line? Now, it was an amazing series, this one. It was
the last one.
Yeah.
I thought it ended pretty well. Pretty satisfying ending, I'll say.
And it was in New York, a lot of it, as well.
Yes.
Which was quite a nice change for you all to do that.
It was a really nice change, but for me, I was inside on the computer, not really being in New York. I would come on set in L.A. and be surrounded by New York maps, which did put me in the mood of New York, but I did not get to go to New York.
Quite sad ending, I suppose, for everyone involved in the show, because that is pretty much it now in terms of the series. But it was an amazing start for you, because you're only there for 3 or 4 episodes, and then you became this massive cult figure.
I know. I am a massive cult figure now. Yeah. I like that. I didn't think it would last at all. I thought I was going to get fired, and here I am, ending the show.
I have
the last line.
That is quite cool. Have you got a favourite moment from all the seasons?
I don't think I have anything in here. My favourite moment of all the seasons was when I shot that terrorist, and also something that happens in season 8 at the very end.
Okay. But I think the bit where... Is that the bit where you grab the massive gun out of the van that's...
Yeah.
And you finally go...
Yeah.
That's it.
It's locked in there and I'm getting it out.
Yeah.
And I shoot that guy.
That is a good bit.
I have to admit I enjoyed that. Is that bad?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't really dead though, was he?
No. Ooh. He got up and he changed his life around, that guy. He got up and he said, "I'm not going to be a bad guy anymore." He went to the Lord.
But he's okay.
After the encounter with me.
Can we ask, I know you must be so bored of this question, but we have to just talk about it because a lot of people want to know the film, 24, the movie.
A lot of people would like to know, including me.
And you don't know anything?
Well, I've started writing it on my own.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have it on my laptop.
How does it
begin? It begins with Jack on a jetpack.
Uh-huh.
He gets about 2 centimeters off the ground and just hovers over... To get his morning newspaper and a croissant. starts like that, and then I come in a suit made entirely of guns.
Wow.
Because I'm obsessed with guns, not computers anymore.
Is the first line, "Chloe, get me the schematics." Is that it? And then you go, "There's no time."
How did you know?
We have to make time.
Maybe we should collaborate on finishing this script.
Well, we could do it during the next record if you like.
All right.
So we've got the opening scene. So Jetpack, he's at Starbucks.
He talks like that too.
He does, yeah.
Oh.
Give me the schematics, Chloe. Damn it, there's no time. No?
No, you're inspiring me to finish the script. I think as soon as I finish it, we'll be able to start filming.
Okay.
I'm coming up against a block after the jetpack. I'm not sure where to go.
Yeah, me too. All right, Tinchy Strider's on now. We'll come back and talk some more in a second. This is Second Chance on Radio 1. Tinchy Strider, that is Second Chance on BBC Radio 1. My guest today is Marilyn Ricecob, a.k.a. Chloe from 24.
You're pretty young to be a young, hot DJ.
I think too young.
You might be a little too young.
Guess what age I am.
42?
Yeah, I am 46, actually.
You are 26.
I'm 24.
See? Too young.
24.
You're
Spooky.
A real young upstart.
Do you think?
Yep.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. No. You might want to slow down. Kind of like Justin
Peak
Bieber.
Too early. You can watch Marilyn on the webcams now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, by the way. Non-filthy, weird webcams. Can I apologise for Radio 1's headphones a second ago? I gave you some headphones to listen
Radio
to,
1.
To what I'm talking about, but in fact they were earmuffs because they weren't working.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that.
I don't know how this interview is going because I can't really hear you.
You couldn't hear me at all. Well, the last bit sounded great, considering. I've got some questions here, computer related, okay?
Perfect.
Sean, who's near Bath.
The nodes. Turn your nodes around. You want to...
Question from Mary Lynn. Please could you tell us what a socket is and how many sockets does CTU actually have?
A socket is what connects your data to your screen, and a computer has about 50 sockets.
Okay. On average?
On average, 50, 52 sockets is what you're going to find.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
okay, why,
per
why
computer.
Difference? Why the difference?
52 is the age of the person who invented the computer, and so they really felt close to that number and decided on that amount of sockets.
How would I...
But then they wanted to be 2 years younger, so some computers have 50 sockets.
How would I open up a socket? How would I go about doing that?
Put up a socket?
How would I open up a socket?
Well, they come open, but if you want to put them on, you just wiggle your toes and... pull on the sides a little bit.
Okay.
It's easy. Even my son, he's pretty good at it. He's only 2. He can put on his own sockets.
Good. Okay. Please, can you ask Mary Lynn if she knows any useful keyboard shortcuts for PCs? That's from John in Louth.
Control, stop.
Control, stop? What does that one do?
And escape. Control, stop.
Escape. Is that ejector seat?
Yep.
Yeah. Gareth from Derry. Do you know anything about computer servers?
Gareth, that's a nice name.
Hmm.
Servers. Be nice to them and tip them well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We've got a game called the Ego Board to play with you now.
Perfect.
Okay. It's 90 seconds.
I love games and information of all kinds.
Questions about you. Okay. See how many you can get right in 90 seconds.
Oh, God.
You ready for this?
No.
It could freak you out.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Question one. How tall are you?
5'6".
Correct. Question two.
Thank
in
you.
What year did you graduate from Trenton High School?
89.
Correct. Question three. What did you graduate as? What did you graduate as from San Francisco Art Institute?
What's going to happen at the end of this quiz? Am I going to get effed over in the end?
No.
Because it's a pretty easy question so far. What did I graduate as? A fine artist.
Correct. You made an appearance on Flight of the Conchords, but what was the name of your character?
Ooh. Beth. No.
Karen.
Karen.
You've been nominated for this Screen Actors Guild Award twice. In which years were you nominated?
05?
Mm-hmm.
06?
07. That's half marks for that. Question six. How many seasons of 24 are there?
8 seasons. Nailed
Correct.
It.
Question seven. Across 8 seasons of 24, how many episodes were there in total?
125.
192.
Oh, it was so fun. It felt like less.
How many episodes of 24 did your character appear in?
Oh, I got asked that question before and I forgot. 192. Did I appear in?
Yeah.
Out of the 8 series.
Yeah. How many episodes? 100 and...
127.
125. Vale. What award did 24 win at the 2006 Primetime Emmy Awards?
Best show of all time.
Outstanding drama series, which means best show of all time. And at what time does the first season that your character appeared in, season 3, what time is it beginning?
Ooh, 3 p.m. No, the entire series, or what time did I appear on screen?
What time did the whole series start?
8 a.m.
1 p.m.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. We'll have a small round of applause for that. Small. You got 5.5, which means you're only just, you're slightly more egotistical than Kylie Minogue. Which is quite good, isn't it?
That is nice.
Yeah.
I want to be more like her.
Well, you're on the
Minogue.
Right path.
I want to be more sparkly and more egotistical.
Yeah, well, you're on the right road.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And the DVD is out now?
Yep, it's out. Go get it.
Thank you very much.